December 10, 1926. How the divine will is a continuous act which never ceases. How the Virgin let herself be dominated by this act, and formed its life within herself. How in the feasts of the Virgin, in heaven, they celebrate the divine will. My poor mind was swimming in the unending sea of the eternal volition, and my adorable Jesus showed how the greatest prodigy is that his most holy will, while being so immense, would restrict itself within the creature, though remaining immense, in order to dominate her and form its life in her. The creature who remained submerged under a continuous act of this divine will was the miracle of miracles, and the prodigy never before seen. And lovable Jesus, all goodness, told me, "Dearest daughter of my will, you must know that only my volition possesses a continuous act which never ceases. This act is full of life, and therefore it gives life to all, it preserves all, and it maintains balance within itself and in all things. It alone can boast about possessing this continuous act of always giving life, of loving always, always, without ceasing for one instant. My humanity itself, if it possesses this continuous act, it is because in it flowed this continuous act of the supreme fiat. How long did the life of my humanity last upon earth? It was extremely short. As soon as I accomplished that which was necessary for the redemption, I departed from my celestial fatherland, though my acts stayed. But these stayed because they were animated by the continuous act of my will. On the other hand, my will never leaves. It is always at its place, pre-existing, without ever interrupting its act of life over everything that came out from it. Oh! If my will departed from earth and from all created things, all things would lose their life and would resolve into nothing. Because my will created all things from nothing, if it withdrew, they would all lose their existence. Now, do you want to know who is the one who let herself be dominated by this continuous act of my supreme will, and by never giving life to her own, received this continuous act of life of divine will, in such a way as to form within herself a life fully divine and in the likeness of her Creator? It was the celestial and sovereign Queen. From the very first instant of her immaculate conception, she received this act of life of divine will, to then receive it continuously during all of her life. This was the greatest prodigy, the miracle never before seen, the life of the divine will and the impress of heaven. In fact, one single act of life of this fiat can release heavens, suns, seas, stars, and everything it wants. So, all the human acts placed before one act alone of life of this will of mine, are like many drops of water which dissolve in the ocean, like tiny little flames before the sun, like atoms in the great space of the universe. Imagine, you yourself, what the heart of the Immaculate Queen possesses, with this life of continuous act of divine will formed in her. This was the true miracle, the prodigy never before seen, that the littleness of the celestial sovereign enclosed within herself a divine life, a will, immense and eternal, which possesses all possible imaginable goods. Therefore, in all the feasts with which the Church honors my Mama, all heaven celebrates, glorifies, praises and thanks the Supreme Will, because they see its life in her, the primary cause by which she obtained the longed-for Redeemer. And therefore, because this fiat had life, which dominated and reigned in her, they find themselves in possession of the celestial Jerusalem. It was exactly the divine will that formed its life in this excelling creature, who opened heaven, which had been closed by the human will. Therefore, with justice, while they celebrate the Queen, they celebrate the supreme fiat which made her queen, reigned in her, formed its life, and is the primary cause of their eternal happiness. So, a creature who lets my will dominate and gives it free field in order to form its life in her, is the greatest of prodigies. She can move heaven and earth, and even God himself, as if she did nothing, while she does everything, and she alone can win the most important things, destroy all obstacles, and face everything, because a divine will reigns in her. and just as all the power of the fire dwelling in the creature was needed in order to impetrate redemption, and my humanity, which possessed that power, was needed in order to form it, in the same way, in order to impetrate the coming of the kingdom of my fiat, another creature is needed, who would let it dwell within her, and give it free field in order to form its life, so that my will itself, through her, may accomplish the only and most important prodigy, its coming in order to reign on earth as it is in heaven. And because this is the greatest thing, which will place divine balance in the human family, I do great things in you. I centralize in you everything which it is necessary and decorous to know about my kingdom, the great good it wants to give, the happiness of those who will live in it, its long story, its long sorrow, and of many centuries, because while it wants to come to reign in the midst of creatures to make them happy, they do not open the doors to it, they do not long for it, they do not invite it. And while it is in their midst, they do not know it. Only a divine will could bear with patience so invincible, being in their midst, giving them life, and being not even known. My will is great, interminable and infinite, and wherever it reigns, it wants to do things worthy of its greatness, of its sanctity and of the power it contains. Therefore, be attentive, my daughter, this is not about anything, or about forming one sanctity, but it is about forming a kingdom for my adorable and divine will.